I say this would be the 11th year he has held it. I met with him very recently after a board meeting and talked to him about the situation in Gadsden so far as schools are concerned. He is a former educator himself, but he stated he was never hired by the Gadsden City School Board. Floyd stated that there had been two black high schools when desegregation began. He taught at Norris, which is in Tower, and Carver, which is on Tuscaloosa Avenue. Norris was closed in 1969, and Carver was closed in 1971. Black teachers and black students at that time had the option of enrolling in the schools of their choice, but no white teachers nor students were transferred. The only busing for the blacks was a public bus, and they had to pay for that. But when we moved to Gadsden in 1980, the city school buses transported students to all city schools. The county and white schools in outlying areas have only a few blacks enrolled. Nothing has been enforced towards segregating the county schools. Segregation, for the most part, has not been violent in Gadsden, but there were and there still are fights among the races.
Are you aware of discrimination in any of the schools you taught?
I observed blacks sitting with blacks most of the time during lunch period or study halls, and whites sitting with whites. An isolated black student with no other blacks usually sat by themselves. Even in schools with equal enrollment between the races, they would sit with their own groups also. With freedom of choice for the students and their parents in this area, children in black neighborhoods attend the nearest school with majority of other blacks. This is by choice. If they had transportation, they could be transported back and forth to any school as their parents decided.
Is there any school still harassing the black students?
Well, unfortunately, yes. Only a few weeks ago in an adjoining county, a high school principal was accused of assault by choking and shaking a 15-year-old boy while he was in the principal's office for disciplinary reasons. This principal has been placed on paid leave while investigation into the incident is made. He denies it, of course, and other teachers deny it. There was a march by protesters, and they've indicated they would continue protesting until suspension of the principal is done and the matter is cleared up. A citizens' march was held by members of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But the school board there has stated a suspension of the accused principal was not warranted at this time. There were five other teachers present at the disciplinary hearing. Each of them denied that the student was choked. The principal is charged with child abuse and of treating other students unfairly, black students. There has been no final decision made, and I don't know whether there ever will be a final decision.
What do you believe the future will bring in the way of easing tensions of desegregation in our area?
Well, just last year, the Gadsden City Schools opened what they call magnet schools, which offer many resources most of the high schools do not have access for. All four magnet schools in the Gadsden system offers either advanced technology, science labs with math and science, botanical experiments, and educational management, with knowledge guests from around the world visiting each of these schools. The Department of Education in Washington, I think, has provided more than $5 million at the present time. All four schools chosen for these programs have a majority of black students in the neighborhood and at the schools. But the Gadsden City School Board hopes that these programs will create a more racial balance in the schools. But this hasn't come to pass yet. Students are reluctant to enroll, and parents are reluctant to take them there.
Has there been anything else?
Well, just a few weeks ago, I'm sure you don't remember Governor George Wallace when he was governor. He's still alive, but he's paralyzed from a bullet. But he's the one that stood in the schoolhouse door at UAB barring students from entering the school doors. He's the one that said segregation then, segregation now, and segregation forever. And he wouldn't let them in. He made headlines, though, just in the past week or so, when he met the woman and the man who had tried to get in UAB, when George Wallace stood in the doorway. There were two black students, and he barred their admission into UAB. It was the first time he had met with Vivian Jones since that time he barred her from entering, and that was in 1963, so it was 33 years ago. Wallace told Vivian Malone Jones and James Hood from Gadsden that he thought the state was better now than it was then. What a difference 33 years makes. He's sorry now that he did that, apparently.
Do you believe schools will remain integrated?
For the most part, yes. But there is hopes of building a new elementary school on the site of the old Carver High School that was torn down. I asked Floyd Donald his opinion on this because I knew that the Carver High School was on Tuscaloosa Avenue, which he is even skeptical of, and when we have our food drives to pick up food there when he's ready, he watches our cars for it. It is in a very treacherous neighborhood, and Floyd is not in favor of building any school in such an aging and dangerous neighborhood and forcing whites or blacks to put themselves in harm's way. It's his belief that it will take another generation to cure the prejudice in the Gaston area, and it will require dialogue rather than monologue to best serve Etowah County. Floyd Donald also believes there is American apartheid with a serious case of denial in abundance in this county. Until all races have equal access to the laws of our country, he doesn't see very much improvement. He also cited the lack of black receptionists and secretaries in our courthouse and in major companies in the downtown area. He mentioned the reluctance of black teachers wanting to teach in the predominantly white schools in our area. Floyd maintains that white teachers do not know how to teach black boys, since they know little of their cultural background.
Do you think, or do you feel, integration or desegregation is best for the state of Alabama for the future?
Well, based on the years that I have attended school and have taught school, I believe that the ruling was correct and that separate but equal would be good if the blacks were going to equal schools. They were not. I know the condition of the Indianapolis schools. I know the condition where schools were taught in the South when I used to drive back and forth to Florida. And there's no comparison with the white schools, the poorest white schools, with the greatest black school at the time. I do know something had to be done to educate these, but I think education and segregation has to start with the children.
Okay, thank you.
You can't force people to do something they're opposed to.
Okay, thank you very much.